Let's head to the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline and talk with Danny West of hogsports.com. Danny, how you doing today, buddy?
Doing great, man. How are y'all?
Doing well. Hey, let's go ahead and talk about some recruiting. And we saw in some notes today that Arkansas hosted some of the two top football prospects this last Monday, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And it's funny you should ask about that, RJ. Jonathan Thomas was a running back from Massachusetts, came down here for an unofficial visit. He was one of the two visitors, and about an hour and a half ago, he actually committed to Maryland. So not really sure what happened there. I was told that he almost committed to Arkansas during his visit. Visit went very well, but out of the blue today, he picks Maryland. So we'll move on to the next prospect. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good. You know, real quick before we end on that,
okay.
I don't understand the thinking on that. If I'm a kid and I'm being recruited by an SEC school, whether it be Arkansas or anybody, I don't care.
Where's he from?
He's from up in Maryland. And,
well, that's...
I understand that. But what I'm saying, though, is if...
He's from Massachusetts.
Or Massachusetts, yeah. This is my thinking, though. If I'm a kid and I'm in Massachusetts and I'm being recruited by an SEC school, no matter who it is, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, whoever, and you decide on Maryland, I just don't get that. You can have so much more of an opportunity to win a championship in the SEC, but I guess you just want to stay closer to home by going to Maryland. Yeah, I mean,
that's 100%. And when you're 18-year-old kid, you don't know. I guess you know if it's a single parent family, two parents, or whatever. But a main factor, really, and Danny, you can probably help us out, but I would tend to think that probably over 50% of recruits, when they make a decision, it's probably based on how close it is to home.
Yeah, distance is a big factor, and maybe they decided after taking that plane ride back, maybe it's just too far. Or I'd also point out, maybe he got here and maybe he wanted to commit but was told to hold off. You never know, you know, with the coaching staff. They're on a lot of top prospects at the running back position right now, so maybe he got some bad news and was told, you know, maybe we want to wait till this summer. And of course, maybe that didn't sit well with him. But, hey, I'm with you on that SEC thing. That would get my attention.
Second recruit you were going to talk about is?
Yeah, DeAndre Goolsbee, pretty big-time kid, four-star out of Derby, Kansas. He's a 6'4", 230-pound tight end. Like I said, big-time prospect, offers from Florida and Ohio State. I think both of those actually came in over the last month or so. I was told Arkansas really made a big impression on him. And you talk about distance from home, that's about a four-hour drive for DeAndre. So they feel like they're in a pretty good spot with him, so we'll see. But I wouldn't expect anything to happen real soon. I think he's going to take his time a little bit, but Matt, you know this as well as I do. Anytime you can get him on an unofficial visit and try to get as many of those as possible, that's a good thing for you. So they're off to a good start with him.
You're exactly right. And now the saga of Brandon Mitchell and the three horsemen. I don't know about the other three, Danny, and so maybe you can kind of shed some light on them. But first, I wanted to touch on Brandon Mitchell. And when I looked up, I guess he had a top five, and then you saw Michigan, Kent State, Alabama, A&M. Just fill us in. Where do you think, what does that mean also for the backup position up there for the Hogs?
Well, it's definitely not a good thing. I think once you take Brandon Mitchell's name out of the equation and just look at it from a football standpoint, you're talking about losing your backup quarterback. And now you're going to have to revert to a walk-on or a true freshman backup quarterback. So that not only puts pressure on that position, but the guy ahead of him. Brandon Allen's going to be a wanted man now. And what I mean is I think a lot of teams will see that, you know, maybe his backup isn't up to par, and they're going to be targeting the guy. So I think it puts a lot of pressure on Sam Pittman's group to protect him, and it's just not a great football situation in my opinion. But they do have a couple of guys coming in, talented guys, Damon Mitchell and, of course, Austin Allen from right here at Fayetteville. You know, maybe they step up and fill that number two spot, or maybe A.J. Derby keeps coming and helps shore up that position a little bit. But as far as where Brandon's headed, it's anyone's guess right now. We've had some guys contact us from different schools trying to get, you know, contact information with him. But I don't know. I think UAB would probably be a popular pick, but I think they're pretty well set at quarterback. I think they've got a pretty deep stable of quarterbacks already on campus, so I'm not sure how that would work. Of course, Garrick's already down there as head coach now, so he would have that in his favor. But like I was saying earlier, you know, if I was already graduated out of college and could go anywhere just to play football, I'd probably go to Tampa. You know, South Florida's really interested in him, so I'd probably go enjoy the beach a little bit.
And Danny, did South Florida, didn't they lose their quarterback? Is that right?
I believe they did. I believe I read that somewhere, so that may be a pretty good spot for Brandon.
Danny, have you heard any news about possible future recruits at quarterback now that Brandon Mitchell's gone? You know, we really don't know what Brett Bielema is thinking as far as when it comes to the quarterback position and when it comes to recruiting. Have you heard of any offers or any just, you know, interest in quarterbacks for next year's class?
Well, right now they've got Rafe Peavy, who is, you know, from Bolivar, Missouri, one of the top quarterbacks in the country. You'll read about him a lot this summer with the Elite 11 and whatnot. He's a big-time kid, and they've got him committed already. They are still showing some interest in other guys. And I think you have to do that in this day and age, kind of, you know, protect your back end a little bit and make sure everything's good with Rafe up until signing day. But I know how happy they are with Rafe being on board, but maybe you take two in this class. I don't think you could find another one of Rafe's caliber that would come in with him, but I do think there are some guys they could bring in and try to, you know, fix some of the depth now that Brandon's out of the picture.
And now some of the new offers that have come out, has there been any verbal commitments yet, or what's the latest on that?
No new commitments. I was expecting Thomas to commit during his visit, but like I said, he went ahead and committed to Maryland, so that one's off the board for now. But they have put out a couple of new offers. Devontae Derricott, he's a linebacker at Junior College in Garden City, Kansas. That offer went out yesterday, I believe. And then earlier this week, Alan Artis, he's a safety from Marietta, Georgia. He actually told me he's planning on taking an unofficial at Arkansas this summer, try to check it out a little bit. He's really high on Taver Johnson, his lead recruiter, so still early stages with him. He doesn't know a whole lot about Arkansas, but he is interested.
Okay, let's switch balls, I guess you could say, and go to basketball. And Malik Smith from Florida International, he's transferring from Florida International. The Hogs have interest in him.
Yeah, they do. I think it's really early with him right now. I did read somewhere that he plans on making a decision in the next week sometime. And as of right now, he has not set up a visit with Arkansas. He has already visited, I want to say, Alabama and Minnesota. So, you know, that should tell you, if he doesn't visit Arkansas, the chances of him picking Arkansas within the next week are pretty slim, in my opinion. I'm not sure how much interest is there on his part, but I do know Arkansas has shown interest in him.
And I don't know if you've had a chance to see him. I saw him when they played UALR this year, and kid's good. I mean, 14.1 points per game. He shot 36% from the field, 36% from three-point range.
Who is this?
Malik Smith.
Yeah, Malik Smith.
From Florida International. So, I mean, he's a real talent and really could be that additional shooter the Hogs could need.
They need a point guard. But go ahead.
Absolutely. I was right there with you, Matt. They need a scorer and they need a point guard, and he kind of matches up with their needs right now.
What about the you said something about the guard from Columbia that they offered? Is that next year's class?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a 2015 prospect, I believe. Yeah, that's right. Jimmy Witt is his name. You know, that's a kid that they've been targeting for a couple years now, still a young kid, but it's great to get in there early and give him one of his first offers. He really hasn't blown onto the radar yet, so I think there's a connection there with the coaching staff, so we'll see how that goes. Still a long way out on Witt, but just another guard that they're trying to get up here.
And, Danny, we've talked a little bit about Brandon Mitchell. Now, the other three guys that have got the release, what's the latest with them?
Yeah, not really sure where they're going to end up. I think Austin Flynn, which everyone kind of already knew about him transferring prior to Bielema's announcement on Monday, I think he may head back out west for his final year of college. Really no surprise there, like I said. He had some off-the-field stuff going on, and really I don't think it impacts the depth of the team simply because Dietrich Wise, Jamichael Winston, Brandon Lewis, guys like that, really had a big spring at defensive end, so I think they're okay there. Defonte Lowe is the one that really kind of stung, in my opinion. I think he's a really talented guy. I remember, I guess two summers ago now, he came up here to the Arkansas camp and just blew everyone away. DeArthur Cowan, who is now pushing time, you know, at wide receiver, pushing four time, I should say, he covered DeArthur Cowan that day as a cornerback and just totally shut him down. And then he flipped over to wide receiver and blew everyone away on that side. So Defonte's just an outstanding athlete. I always had high hopes for him up here at Arkansas, and he kind of snuck into that free safety spot. He got off to a slow start last year. I thought he could help them, you know, maybe even this year as the number two guy at free safety. So that one really stung. But Keontae Minor, that I think the writing was on the wall there this spring. They moved him from receiver to running back, and you could tell within the first practice that it really wasn't going to work out for Keontae.
Danny West from HogSports.com joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. It's the Arkansas Car Stereo Recruiting Roundup. And, Danny, I tell you, man, I appreciate all the insight. For a guy that, like me, that doesn't keep up with recruiting year-round, you're the best because you can fill us all in about 20 minutes.
Well, I sure appreciate it.